Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
All right, I want to move on. A horrific story there in the paper going back on March the 26th, or just before that, should I say, when a young boy, he was nearly 3 years of age, Zach, was involved in a hit and run. He was knocked down in a car by what we believe were joyriders. And I want to talk to his mother, Aisling, who's with us on the line. Aisling is Zach's mum. Aisling, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Niall. Hi.
Well, good news. I believe Zach, he was in a coma. And I believe everything, he's out of the coma and he's on the mend, we hope. How is he now?
Well, he's out of the coma and, you know, he has a brain injury. It's a DAI brain injury.
Okay.
So the fact that he's even come out of the coma is amazing because a lot of the people with this injury don't.
Okay.
Now, he has started sitting up this week, which he couldn't even hold his head last week, so it's great.
Okay.
Now, he can't walk. He can't talk. He's only has at the moment he only has use of one of his arms, you know, his left arm. He's moving.
Right.
He can't really move his other one, you know. So it's just going to be a long road of rehab.
And the doctors have said, you know, what's the prognosis, or they haven't given you any indication.
No, it's a brain injury and
brain
it just affects everybody differently. That's
right.
Just basically Zach will have to tell us what he can and can't do. But he will have ongoing problems for the rest of his life. You
I'm
know?
So sorry to hear that. And not even 3 years of age yet. I mean,
No, not even three. No.
Okay, and can you tell us, let's go back first of all that day on the it would have been the 25th, it was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was 20 to 4, yeah.
Yeah, and what actually happened or how did this happen?
Neil, where we live, it's a lovely area, you know, it's a lovely, quiet cul-de-sac, you know, it's a nice area. The weather was really nice, it was a beautiful day, and we have a beautiful walkway here in Cork. It's actually 5 minutes from my house, where Blackrock Castle is.
Right.
And when the weather is nice, everyone knows me, I go down and the kids get their bikes and their scooters, and off we go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had come in from school, my eldest son Max and Zach were in home, Belle, my daughter, was gone around to a neighbour's house around the corner, so we were in home doing Max's homework. I had collected my nephew from school as well that day, and I had mentioned that we were going for a walk, if he wanted to come, he could come, you know, they only live behind us, you know. So
right, okay.
So we had just finished doing Max's homework and he wanted to go up, and he was getting changed, and my nephew knocked and I said, come on in and wait for him. He said, no, I'll stay in the garden. Like everyone with small kids, we all have the gold and the toys, everything is out in the front garden, you
right,
know?
Right, okay, yeah.
Yes, so...
Sounds like a very community type of atmosphere there.
It's a lovely area. It really is. There's lots of kids. It's just a really nice area. Everyone's, you know, and loads of people, anyone that wants to buy a house, they want to buy where we live, you know? It's just a nice area, you know? Zach was playing in the garden with my nephew, and I had just went in to get my coat because we were going for a walk. I was hanging up in the conservatory, and when I just came out, he wasn't in the garden a minute. My neighbour was standing at the door, and he said he could barely speak. The poor boy could barely speak, and he said somebody shouted Zach was knocked down, and I went out. And I couldn't see him. I looked left, and I looked right, and I said, where is he? Where is he? And he was just actually in front of me, lying right in front of me, just at the corner of the footpath.
Yeah, that must have been one of the worst moments of your life to see that.
Oh, it was, I can't even explain how horrendous it was. It was absolutely, it was shocking and it was awful, you know. It's horrendous. He was breathing, but his head was bleeding, and I just screamed for somebody to ring an ambulance. You know? So it was horrendous.
And was he conscious?
No, he wasn't.
He was unconscious at that stage.
He was unconscious, yeah. He was breathing. You could see he was grasping for air, you know, he was struggling to breathe.
And you obviously were fearing the worst at this stage.
I thought he was dead. I was screaming, oh my God, he's dead, he's dead. Even though I could see him gasping for air, you know, he was gasping. He was heavy breathing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And did you know what had happened at that stage? Had you any idea?
My neighbour that was at the door, he shouted, he's been knocked down. And when I went, when I saw, I said, who knocked him? Who knocked him?
Because there was
down?
No sign of a car. Yeah.
No sign of a car. The car was gone. Gone, yeah. Horrendous.
And so did anybody see, did obviously people had seen the car and yeah. they could identify it.
Oh, yeah, there's been, yeah, there was.
And what happened from that point? But just in relation to Zach, obviously, you comforted him at the side of the road until an ambulance came.
And all the neighbours, everyone came to help and it was, you know,
And that must have been a terrible traumatic experience for you.
Oh, it was horrendous. And my son and my daughter, they seen, you know, it was, they're still struggling to come to terms with what happened, you know.
Because you can't unsee those kind of situations.
You can't, no. My 7-year-old in particular is quite, the 4-year-old kind of doesn't understand a whole lot, but the 7-year-old is very, very upset and he needs to see, I've just with the doctor with him today and he's going
to might need to talk to somebody about that. It is very difficult to unsee those kind of things. So after that, I mean, he was taken off obviously by ambulance to the hospital and he was in a coma at that stage.
And he was transferred from the COH in Cork to Temple Street in Dublin. We had to get an escort to bring him up in a special ambulance because they had to put him on life support.
All right, and he's been there ever since, all right?
Yes.
And okay, in relation to what's happened, you know, as to finding out who the culprits were in this particular situation, now a file has gone to the DPP, so we obviously can't mention any names. It seems that this car was a stolen car.
It wasn't stolen. Bought the car. They the car the day before, for 50 euros, apparently.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
All right,
All the occupants are all underage. They don't have permits or licenses or anything.
Insurance
they have no business
nothing,
behind the wheel of a car, you know.
Right, okay.
You know?
And did you get to speak to the driver of the car at any stage?
I haven't spoken to him, No, I haven't. No, I had the unpleasure of meeting one of the passengers' mothers there recently, and, you know, all I can say is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Okay.
Not a very nice individual at all.
Okay,
you know?
No empathy, no nothing.
No remorse. No remorse whatsoever. They couldn't care less. And that's all. It's unbelievable.
And the reason, of course, that you want to talk about this today was actually what we were talking about earlier on, which was young people being raised, you know, thugs being raised by thugs, and the lack of responsibility that young people have when it
comes
to crime.
The lack of responsibility. The lack of remorse. I can't understand. Like, if my child's done wrong, my God, I would march them as quick as I can. I'd do my utmost to help whoever they've done wrong to. You know, I really
They don't seem to have any value on human life.
Nothing.
Because if they did, no matter what they had done wrong, be it even if they had stolen the car, or they had no insurance, or they had no tax, and I know you said they bought the car, but the thing about it is, they would have stopped anyway when they seen a little boy being knocked down. They had to have known they knocked him down.
All they were worried about was saving their own ass, for lack of a better word. They couldn't care less what happened to my 2-year-old that was struggling to breathe from the severe injury that they inflicted on him. You know, they couldn't care less, and that's awful, horrendous.
I'm sorry, it's very upsetting to listen to, because I know, because I have 3 kids and I remember when they were that age and I would have done anything to protect them, Aisling, and I know you would as well.
Yeah, I would, yeah, and I will.
I know you will, I know you will. And I hope, and little Zach, I hope he's going to be okay. Everybody listening today at home is thinking about him and they're all wishing him really, they wish him well and hope he has a full recovery.
Yeah, please God, we keep saying our prayers and everyone is praying for him, you know.
Even if you don't believe in God, just say a prayer anyway, yeah.
I don't think I've ever been so religious in my whole life. The fact that he's after coming out of his coma is a miracle in itself, you know.
And has he opened his eyes and he's looking
he's
at you?
He's opened his eyes and he's smiling and he's laughing. And,
good, that's great.
He is. He can't speak and he can't walk. But, there's not, we don't know if with the injury that he has, if it happened to an older person, they'd find it very hard to come back from. But the fact that he is
younger
so
people,
young...
Yeah, they are quite resilient.
All the time, so I'm hopeful.
They always say young people have a better chance of recovering from something like that because they are more resilient. But in the meantime, the Garda Síochána are investigating the matter. A file has been sent to the DPP, for the passengers in the car, but only for the driver.
I'm not 100% on that now, to be honest. I just think, because they're all underage, you know, and I don't think the law in this country is... It's the law in this country is so bad. The justice system is so bad. As far as I'm concerned, their parents are just as responsible.
Because they know what they're doing. They know what
because
they're up to.
They couldn't care less, Neil. They couldn't care less. They knew their children were going around in buying cars for a long, long time. And they're driving around the place like lunatics for a long, long time. You know, and they know what's happening. They're parking the cars outside their houses, you know. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They don't care. You're right. They don't care, actually. And you're right. You know, and it's thugs breeding thugs. That's all it is. Well,
listen,
Aisling, right. Thank you very much indeed for sharing that story with us today. And I know everybody around the country listening to you today is thinking about you and thinking about Zach. And we all wish him a really, really speedy recovery. And as well, we also hope you get justice for Jack as well. All right?
Please, God. Just keep praying. And please, God, he'll get back to us some way, you know?
All right. Listen, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.